Alright.
Voice over off.
There's a couple of things we can do,
voice
though.
Screen hurt.
Sans context menu. Not particularly the most convenient, but certainly very powerful. Okay, I have an automation item of a re-EQ doing a high-pass sweep over the course of one bar. All right, fantastic. And that's an item. And yes, you can navigate frequent between point in an automation item because that had 2 points in it. I will add more points later just to see if that is a thing. And when I did that was once I had selected the automation item, I'd press Control L and we got navigating between those 2 points. So it's kind of like selecting an item that has an envelope and then, you know, because it's an item that has an envelope, except you have to, you know, select, because, you know, so you select the item, you select the envelope that you're looking at. And then once you've selected the envelope you're looking at, should there be any corresponding envelope automation items, then you'll be able to navigate between them. All right, now that's established and that's cool. Semi-coolish thing that we can get to, I say semi-coolish because, well, you'll see why, is the automation item properties dialog. It has no key associated with it yet. But if we look up auto item properties, I could even probably right, and it's one of those deals where there's no OK or cancel. You just press escape and it goes away. I'm gonna call this test thing. Just see what happens.
LFO shape. Combo box,
LFO shape. I'm gonna say
triangle.
Triangle. Because why not?
0.0%.
Now, the rest of this is somewhat useless, or at least it seems the case, but I'm about to try something.
Edit selected 0, cipher 50.0%. Edit selected 0, cipher 0.0%. Edit selected 1, cipher 50.0. Edit selected 0, position edit selected 0, colon 0.000.
Right, as that is the case.
Length edit selected 0, colon 0.823.
Now,
0, colon 0.823, length.
That is indeed the length. I wonder if I put in 32, if I can make the high pass oscillate over the course of those 32 measures. I'm going to put in 32.0 just to make sure it's not like 32 minutes. We'll see if we can do that. And I want to do 2.00. I want it 2x. So I want the oscillation to actually occur
1.000 selected.
At twice the speed.
Two, zero, blend.
So we'll put in 2x.
Unrated over object. Loop checkbox checked. Unrated beats rated over object. Loop checkbox checked. Beats rated over object. Unrated play rate edit selected. Start offset edit selected. Zero complete. Right. Unrated over object. Beats rated over object.
Okay, so it might be 32 beats when I change it to that.
Loop checkbox checked.
We'll see though. Loop check, but yeah, because we wanted to.
Cipher 50.0% edit selected. Zero. Cipher 75.0% edit selected. 100. Base answer assembly to the test. Loop copies checkbox house checked.
And that's useful. Baseline effects pool copies. All right.
All copies proven. Name edit selected. Testing.
Testing. I'm going to press enter.
LFO shape. Combo. Name edit.
We see that doesn't work.
Unset.
So I'm going to press escape. And we're going to play this.
Metric.
And as you can hear, it sort of did what I wanted. I didn't want it to go the range of the entire sweep. I wanted it to. But it did it. And I know that there are other ways to do oscillators in envelopes. There are other ways, because there's an LFO generator, and I'm aware of this. And it's about as accessible. So, this isn't anything particularly new. This isn't anything that can't be done or that we haven't done before. It's just a different way of going about it. Auto properties. I looked up auto proper.
Description envelope automation item properties.
That was enough.
Import menu edit selected run button. Runs app automation item properties.
Right.
Okay. Selected testing.
Yeah.
LFO check. Combo box triangle collapse.
Okay.
Saturn 0.0%. Edit selected 0. Saturn 50.0%. Edit selected 0. Saturn 0.0%. Edit selected 1.
But I'm not. Meh.
Saturn 50.0%. Edit selected 0. Position edit selected 0:0:0:0:0:0.
I'm not entirely sure which one of these.
Length edit selected 0:32:0:0:0.
From.
But length edit selected 0:32:0:0:0.
Doing the. But it converted my beats to seconds there.
Start offset edit selected. Play rate edit selected 2:0:0:0.
Just to prove that this play rate deal is actually doing something useful, I'm going to put in something ridiculous. I think I'll do 8. 8.00. I hit escape. Okay, that's kind of cool-ish, but I want my properties doodah thing again. Because I want to see if I can do like an offset of a beat. No, I want to see if I can do like an offset of half a beat. Well, of course, I could also copy it or cut it.
Length edit selected 0:32:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:0:
where's my little time versus right. 0.0.00. That's more like it. Okay. Now I can actually enter something. Measures.
Zero.
Beats.
Zero. Blend.
Actually, I want to.
Zero. Blend. Blend.
About 5 beats off, I think. I think this is the right number I want. Not quite. What I'm actually trying to get it to do is to let the drums through, and then between the drums have the sweep do what it does. But I deleted that automation item, and that puts my original points that I had back, which were used to create the item in the first place. And if I want those completely to disappear, then I will delete them, of course. And then it puts me back to my 1K cutoff. So that's what I know.
Voice message button. 9:38.
Wow, my message lasted longer. Sorry about that.
Voice message
button. Hope it was useful, though.
Tap and hold to record. Release